أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. إن الله يفعل ما يشاء. من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ. وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 14 to Ayah 16 of Surah Hajj. After discussing those who disputed with Allah, those who rejected Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about those who had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After they brought iman, they practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu ta'ala anhu was in the last part of his life when he was terminally ill. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit him. And this is something that is amazing, that at that stage of one's life, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed Sayyidina Umar. If you look through the entire Quran, from beginning to end, you will find that whenever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about those who have brought iman, those who do good, then equally Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about those who rejected Allah and who have acted evilly. The opposite, those who had rejected Allah, when they are spoken about, then equally Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about those who have brought iman. And we see it recurring throughout the Quran. Allah spoke about the enemies, Allah spoke about the rejecters, and now Allah Ta'ala says that certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will enter those who have brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice righteously together with their iman, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, for them are gardens under which rivers flow. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does whatever Allah so desires. There is no one that can change the hukam of Allah. There is no one that can change the taqdeer that Allah Ta'ala has placed. There is no one that can change the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the next ayat, one dispute that the kuffar had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this was coming from the leadership of Makkah Mukarrama, that couldn't Allah choose someone else as a Nabi, wa na'udhu billah, and not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in other places of the Quran, Allah made it clear, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows best whom Allah has, where Allah has placed His prophethood, where Allah and who Allah has chosen as His prophet. That is the priority, prerogative of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these people would dispute that he shouldn't have been Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, it should have been someone else. And then the second is that they used to say amongst themselves that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, will be short-lived, and this deen that he brought also will be short-lived. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these people again in a very unique way. Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَنْ لَيْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that person who has the perception that Allah will never assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's help will not come, his deen will not last in the dunya, in the akhirat, then Allah is saying, فَلْيَمْدُدُ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, let that person hang a rope from the sky. If that was ever possible, no man has ever made a claim to have reached the sky. Man makes claims of reaching the moon, but never the sky. So if this is possible, they should hang a rope from the sky and let it come down. ثُمَّ الْيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيظُ. And then if that was possible, then they could converse with Allah, and they could converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, that brings down this wahi, and they could stop this wahi. So that is not possible, that they could reach the sky. So it is never possible that anyone could intervene and stop the wahi, stop the revelation coming from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that was possible, then they should see if their anger ever comes to an end. If their anger and their enmity and their hatred against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ever come to an end. So hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shut this door of the thought also of someone else being a Nabi of Allah and wahi coming down to someone else. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And similarly, we have revealed it, that is the Qur'an, آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, with clear signs. In other words, clear verses. Each verse is crystal clear of a message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down to mankind. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدٍ. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.